From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 11 people have been killed when a second earthquake strikes southern Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of the country after two powerful tremors struck over the span of 2 days. Japan's news outlet NHK is reporting that 11 people died in the second quake Saturday morning near Kumamoto City, while another 9 were killed in the initial tremor that hit the same region Thursday. Also Saturday, Japan's Mount Aso erupted, but it is not clear if that eruption is linked to the earthquakes. The Associated Press is now reporting a 5.4 magnitude aftershock in Kyushu. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. At least 9 people died and hundreds more were injured. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited the aircraft carrier U.S. John C. Stennis Friday. As VOA's Carla Babb reports, his visit was intended to reemphasize U.S. commitment to the region.
Carter took to the flight deck for air demonstrations from the crew, then went down to the hangar deck to thank a crowd of sailors for their service. And while China is characterizing the more robust U.S. military presence in the region as the cause of heightened tensions, Carter says that is backward thinking.
What's new is not an American carrier in this region. What's new is the context of tension which exists, which we want to reduce.
China claimed almost the entire South China Sea and is militarizing land features also claimed by the Philippines.
This is VOA News. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican Friday. Sanders criticized political leaders for putting ambition and financial gain ahead of the public good.
Speculation, illicit financial flows, environmental destruction, and the weakening of the rights of workers is far more severe today than it was a quarter century ago.
Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton campaigned at a senior center in Harlem. She said that she would provide more funding for housing subsidies for lower-income people.
Today, too many New Yorkers are struggling to pay rising rents. They're being priced out of communities where they've lived for years, pushed further away from jobs and quality schools and good transportation, and Latino and Black families are being hit the hardest.
The campaigning came after Thursday's feisty debate between the two Democratic contenders. The New York primary is Tuesday. Pakistan on Friday rejected as preposterous allegations that its spy agency had links with the Haqqani network and played a role in a deadly 2009 suicide attack on a CIA base in Afghanistan. A newly declassified U.S. document says an officer of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence paid $200,000 to the militant network to carry out the deadly bombing on forward operating base Chapman in the Afghan border province of Khost. It was one of the most serious attacks in the CIA's history, killing 7 officers and wounding 6 others. A Jordanian doctor who was working as a double agent for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban was blamed, but the recent disclosure suggests that Pakistan's spy agency and the Haqqani militant network also played key roles in the plot. The U.S. Army has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions, following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. The 22 women have almost finished their officer training and now will complete training in specialty schools to enter either the armor or the infantry branch. In December, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced the military would open all occupations to women this year, saying that America's all-volunteer fighting force cannot afford to ignore half the population. And Dow Jones Industrial Average and the rest of Wall Street closed down on Friday thanks to a decline in oil prices and lower Apple stock value. European and Asian stocks were also down. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.